With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a huge rally today in Atlanta, former President Donald Trump opened his remarks by praising his running mate.
Well, thank you very much to the next Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. He's doing a great job. You know, they go after J.D. You know why? He's for the worker. He's for people that get out and they want to work, work, work.
Trump telling supporters 4 more years of Harris-Biden policies would lead the country to ruin.
Yesterday, it was announced that unemployment is surging with 350,000 Americans joining the unemployment rolls just last month. Tell you what, we could end up in a depression. We could end up in World War III and a depression. How about that?
Also at SRNnews.com, a key member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of Mr. Trump says it's too early to blame former Secret Service Director Cheadle's focus on affirmative action for lapses that allowed a gunman to nearly kill the former president.
And I don't have any problem with women being on the group, as long as the women are trained and know what their duty is, and that's to take the bullet for the protectee and making sure that the first off, hopefully the bullet never comes, but if they do, that to be in line to take make sure that they take that bullet for the protecting his family.
Ohio Republican Congressman David Joyce. Tragedy in Maryland, where one child has been killed, another injured, after a wind gust blew a bounce house into the air. Charles County officials say the bounce house was carried about 20 feet up. Little 5-year-old boy was hospitalized and later passed away. A second child in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. Vice President Kamala Harris has made an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are and love who they love openly and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy House, SRN News.
11 pastors in Nicaragua continue to be imprisoned amid a crackdown on Christian churches. Last December, the men were arrested on charges of organized crime and money laundering. They were later sentenced to at least 12 years in prison. This is SRN News. Youth lockups in Texas remain beset with numerous issues.
The Department of Justice accused the state of violating the constitutional rights of hundreds of juveniles in custody. Issues ranging from excessive use of pepper spray and other mistreatment, including the prolonged isolation of children in their cells. The findings constitute the latest development in decades of abuse scandals and allegations at Texas lockups. The state's Juvenile Justice Department said in response to the report that it has a zero-tolerance policy toward abuse and neglect. John Scott reporting.
The Army set to expand its basic training for combat enlisted soldiers. Army leaders hope the move is a turning point as the service prepares to meet challenges of any possible future wars. The added training will begin in October and comes as the Army tries to reverse several years of dismal recruiting. More details at SRNnews.com.